prepared and prepare early, and not just to evacuate, but to secure your home and property from those embers that maybe fall in the sky from a fire miles and miles away. So my heart's out to those who are suffering right now, been impacted by the fires, but my hope is that with everyone, that we will relearn the lessons we've temporarily forgotten as a society, enable us how to live safely and sustainably with fire on the land.
Great. Thank you, Tim. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Reach out, please be safe. We'll talk to you all soon.
You are listening to KBOO Portland.
This is KBOO Portland. KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the CWC Walk-In Expungement Clinic on Friday, September 18th from 12 to 6 p.m. at the Northwest Cannabis Club in Portland. The CWC Walk-In Clinic provides assistance searching for jobs, expunging records, and connecting to community resources and volunteer opportunities. Again, that's the CWC Walk-In Expungement Clinic on Friday, September 18th from 12 to 6 p.m. at the Northwest Cannabis Club, 1195 Southeast Powell Boulevard in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio wants to know what you care about this election season. We want to ask our listeners one simple question. What do you think candidates should be talking about as they compete for votes? Let us know by filling out our Citizens Agenda survey, and you can be entered into a sweepstakes to win a $50 Visa prepaid gift card. The responses we get from our community will inform our reporting on the November election. We want our coverage to serve our community, and we need your help to make it happen. If you would like to participate and be entered to win $50, open your web browser and type bit.ly/KBOO survey into the address line. Again, that's bit.ly/KBOO survey. And thanks.
We don't get fooled again.
You're listening to Rose City Native Radio, Low Res Edition. Stay tuned for music, history, John Trudell, and more here on this community-supported show. On KBOO Portland, we have had Indigenous programming for over 30 years, and bringing it across Turtle Island is our new goal. We hope that you enjoy the show, and if you're able to, you can support KBOO and many other shows like it by going to kboo.fm/give and donating today. We aren't in the station to take your calls, but you can show your support by giving online to kboo.fm/give, or you can also mail a contribution to the station at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland and support community today. We here at Rose City Native Radio have enjoyed being a part of KBOO over the last 6 years. They have opened their doors to us graciously, and we have learned so much and been able to bring you so many memories and new experiences over that time. It's a great one, and we are really excited to have another 6 years, 10 years, 12 years. We actually just had our 6 year anniversary, and unfortunately we have not been able to celebrate it with you, but we're happy to be here despite everything going on in the world. We are happy to be here to bring you music, to talk with you, to teach you history, to play you songs from home, whatever we can. So again, if you'd like to support us and many other shows like us on KBOO at KBOO Portland, you can go online today and donate to kboo.fm/give. And now, on with the show.
Personally, I should prefer to see the Aborigines.
And the Indians, too.
And the Indians, too.
Good.
This should be most enlightening.
What makes the red man red?
Teach him all about red man.
Days. Thanksgiving lies and Columbus Day. Tell me what I know more than the teacher. Tell me what I know more than the preacher. Tell me why you think the red man is red. Stained with the blood from the land he bled. Tell me why you think the red man is dead. With the fake headdress on your head. Tell me what you know about thousands of nations. Displaced and confined to concentration camps called reservations. We died for the birth of your nation. Hollywood portrays us wrong. History books say we're gone. You're gone in church, say we're wrong. We're from the earth, it made us strong.
For many moons, red men fight pale faced.
As savage does, the white man came and ravaged us. Caused genocide, look in my eyes and tell me who you think the savage was.
Ill-faced
savages.
Ill-faced
savages.
Indian celebration continued late into the night.
Rest what's best for me to kill my culture. America made a mess of me. You inherited everything we died for, and all we get is a goddamn mascot. Manifest destiny. Rest what's best for me to kill my culture. America made a mess of me. You inherited everything we died for, and all we get is a goddamn mascot.
Redskins, redskins, red souls, redskins.
For many moons, red man fight pale face. Sometime you win, sometime we win.
Redskins.
You made me red when you killed my people. Hey. Made me red when you bled my tribe. Hey. Made me red when you killed my people. Hey.
They call it a pipeline, but those on the front lines know that black snake was sent for us to grow, to shed the skin our ancestors pray of wounds old and calloused, so that we may stay, so that we may unite. Unity our tool. No weapons are found in this court of rule. Men becoming ki'ai, steadfast in their guard, protecting women's hearts as their song become roots. Roots to cast out healing for all sentient beings. To honor sacred mother, heart forward we heal. The salmon will run, the mauna will breathe, the rivers will flow. The rainbow is here, and prophecy tells us all generations will hear.
Stand up, stand up.
nations and our people that have been living here for thousands of years.
Stand up.
We've been fighting for our freedom since the Nina and the Pinta and the Santa Maria.
Stand up.
Like Geronimo, Sitting Bull, Red Cloud, Crazy Horse, Leonard Peltier.
Stand up.
Now they poison in the waters for our sons and our daughters, so we on the frontier.
We won.
One nation, one cause, one people, one tribe. Now it's us against the pipeline. Get on your feet for Standing Rock, and we'll show you how strong we could be when we unify.
To all my native people, recognize yourself, keep your head up. To all my tribal people, recognize yourself, keep your head up.
Planet Earth, it's been spinning, we've been living and dying, but giving birth, the first of many nations, celebrating them days when all that got made came after what
God made.
These days, we cater to these internet memes, internet streams, it seems them streams aren't clean. We need the whole story seen, we're hassling before water has gasoline in it. Malcolm X moment, Martin Luther King with a dream and war boning. Wounded knee plus Alcatraz, doggone it. This is for the rock, with prayers we stand on it.
Oh yeah, we playing on it, the earth we camp on it. In a sweat lodge, singing our songs with grandfathers. Heat rocks all in the spot, we splash on them. With a beatbox from my boy, be jam on it. Said a prayer for the black snake killers. Praying on the front lines, they are the realest. Stand for your people, stand for your family. Stand with Standing Rock, stand for humanity.
It takes a group of people who actually care about, you know, Mother Earth and life and water being sacred and the land being sacred, to say we stand up.
To all my native people, recognize yourself, keep your head up. To all my tribal people, recognize yourself, keep your head up.
Apples a cat, chicken tala, doggle, dogwa, the shutala, dilup, dilap, oh chitala.
Mini Wachoni, water is life.
Mini Wachoni,
water is life.
Water is life.
Water is life.
Water is life.
I stand
with Standing Rock.
I stand with Standing Rock.
I stand with Standing Rock. Stand up.
Stand up.
Stand up.
Stand up.
I stand with Standing Rock. Stand up.
To all my native people,
woke up the giant, we won't go quiet.
To all my tribal people,
don't mistake our peace as we stand defiant.
To all my native people,
it's the calm before the storm and I can hear it coming.
To all my tribal people,
I'm ready for the battle when we ain't running.
Stand up, stand up, stand up, stand up.
History is on a sad repeat. Is it liberty or we just acting free? As our land depletes from these hands of greed. See, fate is found, how we face the hounds. Take a vow for these sacred grounds. Make a sound that'll shake them out. Say aloud, what can save us now?
What can save us now?
Showing the youth.
how to nurture their truth through the craft that they practice. The power within they can access. If you see it and dream it, put all of your heart, intention, and see it and mean it, then surely you'll be it. Take all of the negative from within you and free it. Empty your vessel, reach for the energy of what the West holds. Release all those thoughts that you've wrestled and feel. Light as those feathers when you pass your threshold. We are more than what flesh holds. We are spiritual beings, so gather your feathers. Things do get better. Mother Earth holds the weight of it all. If we would just let her, we're taking the pieces to time together. Refine it together, we intertwine it together. Because in this bind, it should never feel like you were blinded forever. We shouldn't mind it together. Alignment is better. Whether or not we're lost in this void, we'll find it together. We've weathered this weather. Because if you didn't know, then now you know. We're storytellers, reincarnated energies, respectively, term earth dwellers. We about them past lives with their fast lives. To the ancestors who have passed pipes and everything in between. A human being connected to that life.
Brothers and sisters, gather your feathers.
Gather your feathers. To that life.
Super Indian.
Super Indian. Moccasin Minute.
Boss Lady Lena Marie sits in her huge office overlooking the Leaning Oak Bingo Hall.
I'd better turn on the radio. My new spot is on at the top of the hour.
Yellowhammer, good one. I'm Chester Logan on KOAK-AM, the voice of the Leaning Oak Reservation. We have a brand new segment for you.
Oh, goody.
Which gaming boss used tribal funds to travel to Beverly Hills for some reservation dermabrasion and a tribal tummy tuck?
Whoa.
None other than Lena Marie.
What?
I'm Vivian Hardy with your moccasin minute. And now the weather.
Vivian! That new age wannabe! Hubert! Get in here!
It's time for Super Indian! Hubert Logan's secret identity is known only to a trusted few.
Hubert! What idiot hired Vivian Hardy?
My Uncle Chester.
Well, I'm gonna whoop him!
Dang, yeah, I better warn him.
Hubert gathers his sidekick, Mega Bear, and Deoji as Chester Logan continues his broadcast.
The Moccasin Minute is a hit! Just listen to those phones! Here's one more from Yellowhammer.
Oh, Chester, it's Lena Marie. Don't let that downer in here.
Ah, Vivian, stop being paranoid.
Oh, that heifer shut down my New Age bookstore.
That's because you sold sacred items and weird rocks. Answer one of those phone lines, please, Vivian.
This is Vivian Hardy.
Hello, Vivian.
Wampa, my wicked overlord. The mystic crystals of Malibu you enchanted will take down the man.
Oh, Vivian, when I get through with you!
Well, if it isn't loudmouth Elena. These crystals reveal your deepest, darkest secrets. Tell me.
Hubert Logan has a secret identity.
Vivian, what are you doing?
Chester, what are your secrets? Tell me.
I have a library book that's 5 years overdue.
Unbeknownst to Vivian, Super Indian Mega Bear and Deoji hide behind the studio door.
Hubert, you were right. There is something funny going on here.
Yeah, I knew there was trouble.
Holy New Age fraud.
Mega Bear, the mystic crystals of Malibu.
Oh, wow. They sparkle like the Fortress of Solitude.
Deoji, Mega Bear, we have to stop Vivian.
Yep.
Miss Hardy, release those crystals and we release...
We're live on KOAK-AM radio. Super Indian, do you have a secret?
Shades of a shady shaman. Mega Bear, turn off the radio microphone.
Got it, Super Dude.
Give me those crystals, Miss Hardy.
No!
These rocks are no match for my super strength.
Crushed with his bare hands. All my power gone, except for this.
Not since the summer of love has there been such a light show.
A talking res dog we reach, brother.
Whoa, Deoji sounds like that guy on Frasier.
You can hear me, Mega Bear? Vivian's shamanic humming has temporarily transformed my ordinary yips into audible speech that others besides Super Indian can comprehend.
Suddenly, the disembodied head of Wampum Bags appears above the broken crystals.
Never send a hippie to do an evil villain's job.
Wampum Bags, I should have known. Mega Bear and I will take everyone to safety. Deoji, finish the broadcast.
With pleasure. You are tuned to 50,000 watts of reservation power on KOAKAM. Remember this hit from the Intergalactic Toaster Experience?
Super Indian and Mega Bear help Chester, Lena, Vivian exit the radio station, where they are greeted by an excited crowd and the tribal police.
Hey, look, it's Super Indian.
Hey, who's doing the broadcast? They have a really good radio voice.
That's an old demo tape I found. Somebody named D.O.G.
Doesn't that spell dog?
Join us next time for another episode of Super Indian.
Super Indian.
A Native Voices at the Autry production.
That was your favorite superhero and mine, Super Indian. You can find more information at superindiancomics.com. You're listening to Rose City Native Radio on KBOO Portland, streaming across Turtle Island. If you like what you hear and you'd like to support this show and many others like it on KBOO, you can go online today at kboo.fm/give and donate today. You are helping support community radio, and you are helping support Indigenous voices traveling across the airwaves, all across Turtle Island and beyond. We stream online, and we are also syndicated, so you might be hearing us outside of our glorious state of Oregon. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. We do appreciate it. As we mentioned at the top of the show, KBOO's been around for over 50 years at this point. They have had Indigenous programming for over 30 years now, and us here at Rose City Native Radio have been around for 6 years, and we're excited for another 6, 10, and 12. All those years, we're hoping to beat the goal of 30 years, but we're hoping to also reach 50 years of Indigenous programming here. So if you'd like to help us with that goal, go online to kboo.fm/give, and you can give a donation to KBOO today. You can also mail in a donation if you'd like to do that, buy some stamps. You can go to 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland. That is the address here for the station, 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland, Oregon. Thanks for listening. And as we continue on, we have music. We have a history lesson of the Indian problem and some words from John Trudell. Enjoy.
Cypress cedar and pine, painted paddles in our hands, pouring through this sacred land, water song, spirit and rhythm alive. Blessings as we bow to lift our oars up high. In thanksgiving protocol, we ask permission to dip way down. The mother's life blood will flow through her sacred brow. My people, my for this
Wapu Wampum Emperors gather precious treasures of our world. Trade splendor design and to hear the we thrive. My people, my land, my people, my land. This is the way that life was given, the way we were made to stand. My people, my land, my people, my land. Honor all creation. For this white egg of life, oh, hey, 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 hey,
by the early 19th century, the U.S. was rapidly growing, both in size and power. Land-hungry and ambitious, the new country was also drastically changing its policies towards the Indian nations. And nowhere was this more evident than in the treaties.
The United States' primary interest in treaty making was to acquire Indian land. And so the treaties were used for that purpose, especially as the United States found itself in a position to pretty much dictate the terms of the treaty. And so the treaties morphed from this friendship and reciprocity sort of relationship into a very one-sided thing.
There's almost a mythology about this that somehow when the pilgrims arrived, they were dragging land behind them. There was no land brought here. The land here was Native nations. And this is what the United States needed. It's what it wanted. They wanted all of it. They wanted everything.
The greed came in. Well, we have a little tract here now. Now we need a little more. And, well, we need to go make another treaty. We didn't understand that eventually those treaty-making processes ended up to the acquisition of all of our ancestral homeland. That land was a part of us. That land helped us be. That land was who we were and who we are.
The command of removal came unexpectedly upon most of us. There was a time that we noticed several overloaded wagons were passing our home, yet we did not grasp the meaning. Then one day, wagons stopped. We were to be taken away and leave our homes, never to return.
To get what they wanted, U.S. officials brokered treaties through any means available. Their tactics were so corrupt that the once trusted treaties became quickly known as bad paper.
There were people at these treaty negotiations who would do anything to get an agreement on the table. And so there was very routinely bribery individual payments made to tribal leaders. Alcohol would be used to put people in an agreeable frame of mind, and even coercion to say to people, you must sign this agreement or else.
Every means of trickery and fraud was employed against Native nations. The United States would appoint a false leadership, people who had no right to speak for the tribe, and say, you're the leader of this tribe, sign this paper giving away all your land.
As the century progressed, the treaties became more and more lopsided, a far cry from the parallel paths of the Gaswenta. Despite appeals from the Indian nations, the U.S. kept on its new trajectory, rationalizing its aggressive actions along the way.
They have neither the intelligence, the industry, the moral habits, nor the desire of improvement. The tribes of Indians inhabiting this country were fierce savages. To leave them in possession of their country was to leave the country a wilderness.
It's important in the great American mythology to describe the Americas as wilderness. Because of its wilderness, then there's really nobody to dispossess. It was okay to come here and prosper and conveniently forget that there were already people and civilizations in place.
At first we had something to eat, but that gave out and we were starving. We came to a slippery elm tree and ate the bark of that. Lots took sick and died.
As Americans successfully pushed the bounds of the frontier, they not only believed that they were destined to take over the land and prosper, they believed that God was the one who put them there to do it.
They believed that it was God's will, that the United States should be a continental nation, stretching from the Atlantic to the Pacific. As each wave of immigration would come, they'd move into an area. The United States would then make some sort of arrangement with the tribe to get that land from them. And then more would come, and they'd advance the frontier even further.
The power of manifest destiny, of expansion, of inevitability, of God's providence, helped to rally people around not only the idea of Americans as entitled to North America, but rallied them around the idea that Indian people were barriers to civilization and barriers to progress.
No matter how many treaties were signed or how much land they gave to the United States, the Indian was still in the way. This was known as the Indian problem. The so-called problem continued despite a decades-old policy to force Indians to swap their land east of the Mississippi for land west of it. The Indians would then move to those western parts and away from the Americans. This plan was simply called removal.
The Removal Act was the centerpiece of Andrew Jackson's political agenda. And it was very controversial at the time. It was very widely debated. There was lots of discussion across the country, and very many prominent people spoke up against it.
Will the American government steal? Will it lie? Will it kill? I have no desire to see the poor remnants of a once powerful people. The removal bill represents oppression with a vengeance.
The removal process, it was, all right, you've made these treaties. Now, you can have one of two things. You can keep your sovereignty, but you can't keep your land. But if you keep your land, then you have to assimilate and no longer be Indian. You will have sovereignty or you have your land. You can't have both.
Across the United States, the Removal Act divided the country. But across the Indian nations, reaction was unanimous.
We are surrounded by white people, and there are encroachments made. What assurances have we that similar ones will not be made on us should we remove to the Mississippi? Look here, Father. Our lands belong to us. We shall keep them. We do not wish to talk to you anymore.
We had already been fighting to keep that land. And sure enough, when the government was coming in there to take us out of that land, we fought even more. But at some point, you have to realize that this fighting is all going to be about death. And death is coming. Then I need to be protecting my family. And I want my children to survive. So we have to endure this removal.
Many of the tribes did choose to accept removal as a means of maintaining the tribal nation. What choice was there? After decades of engagement, they could no longer resist. And so they gave up their lands, they gave up their homes, they gave up their fields and forests, they gave up literally their way of life in order to be able to stay together and be what they were.
We are poor, but we are free. No white man controls our footsteps.
Some try to assimilate to avoid removal. Some were removed completely. But in the end, every nation met the same fate. Every nation had to give up land.
Brothers, you cannot remain where you are now. You have but one remedy within your reach, and that is to remove to the west. May the Great Spirit teach you how to choose.
The loss of land was devastating, and so was the loss of lives. The most famous of these incidents was the Cherokee Nation's Trail of Tears, but there were numerous other trails just as violent and just as crushing.
Everyone had to walk. My baby brother Joel was 4 years old. I was just 8, but I took my turn at carrying him because he could not walk much. I would get so tired, I'd think I was going to die, but I would hang on to him. I was so afraid they would kill him. I saw them kill babies who were too big to be carried and would give out.
That really was a road of death. People were falling on the side of the road or being shot or being murdered on the road and being left there. The removal process was done in a way that was not efficient in making people survive.
Of the millions of Indian people that lived before the first colonists arrived, by the end of the 19th century, only 250,000 remained.
The removal of a tribe was certain to destroy all of the things they knew about taking care of themselves, all of their medicines, all of their foods. Everything about them had to change in order to survive. It can only be understood as an act of destruction.
When you move a people from one place to another, when you displace people, when you wrench people from their homelands, wasn't that genocide? We don't make the case that there was genocide. We know there was, yet here we are.
When we were forced to leave our land, we took the fires with us. We took the embers along. Then when we got to Oklahoma, we rekindled the old fire. Old home or new home, it is the same fire.
What is Disco Powwow?
Buffy St. Marie.
Buffy St. Marie, you're right. Disco Powwow is the kind of music that she, I guess it's fair to say, has invented and is presenting right now on 90 Minutes Live. Would you welcome her, please? Buffy St. Marie. Thank you. Buffy St. Marie. We're going to take a brief pause, and then I'll bring her down here and talk with her a bit. I'll be right back.
We will now be having a short history lesson from the Smithsonian National Museum of the American Indian in regards to, quote, the Indian problem. Andrew Jackson, Broken Treaties and the Trail of Tears.
There's no clear thought being exercised right now in the American public. They're allowing the insanity of the leaders, you know, to make decisions, all right, that really are not in the best interest of the public. They're not in the best interest of the children of the public. They're not in the best interest of the grandchildren of the public. They're not in the best interest of the earth. They're not in the best interest of anyone.
I felt as though someone knocked me unconscious when I entered the world. It's been a lifetime trying to come to. I used to get this idea that I was in the wrong time and the wrong place. I thought that I came here 100 years too late. The 100 years too late was because I used to see this camp on the plains, amongst the trees, by a river. It was a tribal camp, and I felt I was a part of it. It's like these thoughts were memories. Every part was familiar, and I was a part of the whole thing.
Columbus. I guess I'll just start with Columbus. See, I have a real problem about all of this. I mean, see, to me, he was like a virus, a disease. But when I think about it, because I spent a lot of time protesting, trying to figure out how to deal with this disease. But I think that we really need to put serious thought into understanding that we're dealing with a disease. You know, it's like there's this predator energy on this planet. And this predator energy feeds upon the essence of the spirit, feeds upon the essence of the human being, the spirit. Now, this predator energy can take fossil fuel and other resources out of the earth, turn it into fuel to run a machine system. But in order for there to be a need for that system, and in order for that system to work, they have to mine our minds to get at the essence of our spirit. And the same way the external mining takes place, it pollutes. We see now, people understand how it poisons the environment, the water, the air, pollution. The mining of the essence, the mining of the spirit, mining our minds, the pollution from that is all of the neurotic, distorted, insecure behavior patterns that we develop. That's the pollution. Because in order for this predatory system, this disease, to work, we must not be able to use our minds in a clear, coherent manner. Because if we use our minds in a clear, coherent manner, we will not accept the unacceptable. But it's a disease, lives and travels through the mind, through the generations.
I was listening to the voices of life, chanting in unison. Carry on the struggle. The generations surge together in resistance to meet the reality of power. Mother Earth embraces her children and natural beauty to last beyond oppressor's brutality. As the butterfly floats into life, we are the spirit of natural life, which is forever. The power of understanding, real connections to spirit, is meaning our resistance, our struggle, is not sacrifice lost. It is natural energy, properly used. Remember the people. Remember sky and earth. Remember the people have always struggled to live in harmony, in peace. Struggle against selfishness and weakness so the people may live as nations. The old ways are hard. The people have always had to work together. Remember, impatient one. Remember and live. Do not be afraid of truth. Respect, discipline, share your life so the people may live. Honor sky and earth. Honor yourself. Honor your relations. Remember, impatient one, the gentleness of time. Grandmother Moon, we love you. We pray for you, for us, and for the invader who just can't comprehend respect, love, or the balance of life. We do not join the invading madness. From the way they act, it speaks of spirit sadness. Machine money progress is the cause of our common abuse. We see you, Grandmother. We feel you. We love you. We know through your reality we will endure. We are one. We pray for you. We pray to you. Grandfathers whispering in the wind, rejoice at the life you are a part of. Natural energy bound to natural laws. You will survive this temporary madness imposed upon you. Natural life is longer than oppressors' illusionary insanity. Spirits experience human deeds but need not end. This is just one place of changes. Spirit life is forever if you want. The universe is your home. You can survive here. Do not let them kill you. Keep your spirit strong. For distant stars and distant drums are the memories of spirit infancy. Children of Earth, let the spirit live so you can grow in your place in the universe.
I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. You can find us on Facebook at Rose City Native Radio. For news, events, music, and more, you can email us at pdxnativeradio@gmail.com. I want to send out a lot of love to our California relatives, our Oregon relatives, and our Washington relatives. We know how rough it is right now with the wildfires. I also want to send out some special love to San Carlos Apache tribes and all the amazing local and non-local tribes who have sent out brave warriors to come fight these fires for us. Much love to you for supporting and helping us in our time of need. I know there are so many of you out there doing the work, doing the hard work, in some of the hardest times we can imagine. Much love to you, doing what needs to be done, protecting your homelands, protecting people you care about, standing up for what is right, something our people have done for thousands of years, and we will continue to protect this land. We will continue to protect our relatives and loved ones. I see you, and thank you. I hope you're doing well and staying as safe as you can. I know it's very scary in these times, but we have each other. We've always had each other, and we will continue to have each other in support for many years to come. I hope our show has brought some comfort to you in these times, and I hope that we can continue to bring you comfort, laughter, knowledge, and all the emotions that come with being a human for many, many more years to come. Thank you again for listening. Please stay safe out there. Make sure to wash your hands, wear a mask, and until next time, we'll see you, Indian Country. Te tangata toto he fenua to murine era noti he meka meka koura fakara.
Portland.